This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm so excited I can barely even breathe.
Why is that?
The new social network, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
it's Threads.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to change all of our lives.
Yeah. It's a good way to spend more time using Meta products, Facebook products.
We're all looking to max
usage.
Out our Facebook engagement.
Yeah.
It only benefits us.
Exactly. I think this has to be like the quickest a social network has grown.
Because
it's not really its own thing, but it is.
Yeah, this is the thing. Everybody's going like, oh, yeah, it got like, what, 30 million or like 90 million?
Yeah, you know, 10,000 million.
Yeah, at least a million. In the first 24 hours, it's like, no, it's an Instagram thing. Everybody already had Instagram.
Yeah, but that's still like people downloading the app and activating it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All my favorite brands are doing it.
They got the brands in even before the people came. So that way, once we got in, there'd already be really good brand content to consume.
The Grimace is already posting robustly.
Yeah.
And that's a party that, like, if you walk into a party and the Grimace is already all warmed up.
Right, yeah.
What's better than that?
The Grimace has already got half a load on. He's telling old stories from the 70s.
That's all I want to hear. Yeah, McDonaldland in the 70s was a very different place.
It's me and Ronald and Birdie, right?
And Fry Guys are there.
The Fry Guys are
there.
They don't
know what's going on.
They just want to watch. They don't want to be a part of it. Anyway, exciting new, I think that's the fourth or fifth new social network I've signed up to.
Did you sign up for
this
it?
This week. Yes, I did sign up for it.
I did not. I'm going to try to avoid it as long as possible. Because the other thing is, we were talking about this, and we look like fools. If our Slack logs, ever get leaked to the press, we'll look or subpoenaed in a lawsuit. we'll look like fools.
Well, if they get subpoenaed in a lawsuit, we'll be in a lot more trouble than looking like fools.
talking about how, oh, this is going to kill Twitter because they have that critical mass of existing subscribers, and all they have to do is just make it like not suck, just like make it like Twitter was like a few years ago in terms of functionality.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, surely they'll do that. They didn't even do that.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. They're going to ruin it eventually.
Yeah.
Like right now, it's actually not that great because like it doesn't just show you the people you follow, but they said that they're going to be doing that. It shows you like an algorithm feed of like people you follow and brands you might like. But
the Grimace is telling some is celebrating his birthday.
But in the same way that you would have thought they had a great business going with Instagram, they, you know, at a certain point went, we got to turn Instagram into TikTok.
Right.
They're going to do that with this. Like something else is going to come along, a year or two from now, and they're going to remove the ability to post text to the app or something. But for now, hey, let's just have fun with the brands. Maybe it's a good thing that there's like a bunch of social networks.
I think, I think there shouldn't be a hub.
Right.
And then maybe everybody will realize that it only brings joy to psychopaths, and the rest of us will be like, all right, I don't want to care about this.
Yeah, or it's just like, yeah, it is one of the apps I check in on a few times a day, and like mostly just lurk, but don't post.
A few times a day, though, that adds up.
Yeah, well, only what if you're only doing it for 5 seconds?
5 seconds?
Yeah, 5 seconds at a time.
Looking at one.
Just looking at the top post and seeing if it's any good.
But what if it's great? Then you're just going to want more.
Hey, guess what? You can log in for another 5 seconds in 4 hours.
I also, I did sign up for Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Blue Sky.
And who do you have to thank for that?
The developers over at Blue Sky for making an excellent product.
Tim, you have me to thank for it. I give you that invite code.
I now have an invite, and I don't know who to give it to, and I don't know how to ask if anybody wants one.
Well, now you're going to be inundated.
Yes. The complete guide to everything at gmail.com.
No, don't email both of us. Give out your personal email address.
I was going to give out your personal email address. all that has been is people talking about Twitter and Threads.
Yeah.
This is like, what are we doing here? This is supposed to be a modern day salon.
It's like a show about nothing. It's a social network about other social networks.
Yeah. Well, I don't like any of it. I'm just gonna continue.
Well, I was gonna say, like, you know,
now's a great time to get out. Because it's not
true,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you got to be there. The whole culture, like everything's happening on one of
these
things.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of when like you're with a big group and they're like, let's go to a new bar. Like that's when you can just like, you know, escape down a side alley.
Yeah.
Just kind of get lost in the shuffle. And then it won't be until like a half hour later. But it'll be like, hey, where'd Tim go? Mm-hmm.
I'm in that alley that I escaped down.
I think he's in the bathroom. Like, no, I saw him go down that dead end alley and hide behind a dumpster. I think he's still there if we want to go check.
Sure enough, there I am.
Yeah. Tim, we went on a vacation together this weekend. Not just me and you.
A big group.
Me and your family. A big group of friends.
It was really weird, Tom. We were going to go on our family vacation and walk to the car in the morning, and there's old Tommy there with his bags
suitcase packed.
Yeah.
with 20 suitcases. It's a real What About Bob situation.
It would be cool to glom onto a family the way that Bob did.
But yet you're so resistant to somebody else glomming onto your family.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm at the point of my life when I sympathize with Richard Dreyfuss in What About Bob. Never thought I'd be at this point.
I never thought I'd sympathize with Richard Dreyfuss in any of his many.
Does he stink?
No, he doesn't stink, but he often plays like a grouch.
Yeah.
Yeah, or at least he was in What About Bob? For sure.
Either that or a guy that wrote an opus.
Right. Yeah.
That's pretty much what he's typecast.
That's the two roles he gets. But we went to the Poconos with a bunch of friends. We rented a house, and because it, you know, it was a bunch of us and it was summertime, drank a lot of light beer.
Yes.
For the first time in a while.
Light beer, great summertime treat.
Yeah.
For grown-ups.
For grown-ups, of course, not for kids. Hey. I mean, if a kid is going to drink a beer, I'd rather it be a light beer.
I'd rather it be a non-alcoholic beer, Tom, which are rising in popularity at an alarming rate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nobody's going to think the kid's cool if he's drinking a non-alcoholic beer, though.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Some of the cans for the non-alcoholic are cool now.
That's true. I did see a non-alcoholic, I think it was Athletic Brewing, which is pretty good. They have like a non-alcoholic Witcher beer now.
What's a Witcher?
Like the Netflix series, The Witcher.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, now
what
they're doing like brand tie-ins. What is a Witcher?
Yeah.
He's a guy that hunts monsters for money.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hunt monsters out of the good of my heart.
Well, you wouldn't fit in with these guys, Tim, because I think they do it all for the Benjamins. People still say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They do it all for the Benjamins, just like the phrase goes.
Given the
state of your bank account, Tom, mm-hmm. I would say you're doing it all for the Lincolns.
For $5 bills?
Yeah.
I would have gone with Washington's.
I think Washington's also on the $1 million bill.
There's not a $1 million bill for the last time, Tim. And you keep falling for that. There's not a $1 million bill, and a guy at the supermarket parking lot's not going to trade you for it if you give him a $100 bill. No, I was given a non-alcoholic beer at one point. This sounds
by
like,
whom? Over the weekend?
Over not on the 4th of July. I was not. It was not when I was with all of our friends.
Oh yeah.
But
You snuck off to the Grimaces party.
But it sounds. I mean, this makes.
He
it
was telling a story of when he laid under a glass coffee table at one of the parties in the 70s. No.
The Grimace did.
Yeah. You don't want to know what happened after that.
He's a truly sick man. He was offering $1 million bills to anyone that would do what he wanted. No, I mean, this is going to make it sound like somebody was trying to get me to stop drinking, but I was given a non-alcoholic beer at one point and not told that it was a non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, jeez. Tom, when I was 22, a flight attendant did that to me on a flight.
Oh, wow.
Well, I ordered like a mixed drink and it didn't come.
I ordered a million drinks. You ordered a mixed drink when you had already had a few mixed drinks.
Yeah, and this one wasn't mixed. It was just the seltzer water. Yeah,
yeah.
She made the right choice.
Well, this is a non-alcoholic. This was a non-alcoholic beer,
right?
That I was given, and it was
the whole story. I knew that story was gonna end. It took you 5 minutes to
no,
tell
but at first
and when, it was good.
When I was drinking it and didn't know, I thought it had like gone bad because it was like a Heineken, so I know what a Heineken tastes like,
right.
And this tasted like a Heineken, but it tasted different. So I thought, oh, maybe this is like old or been left out in the sun, but it hadn't. It was just it had all of the alcohol.
All the fun
or
sucked
not,
out of
or
it.
Not put in the first place. I'm not sure.
You should listen to our episode about non-alcoholic beer, Tom.
I should.
Yeah,
we did one of those.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You
that.
Talked at
I
length.
Was, I was drinking regular beer during that one. I'm sure.
I think you talked at length like I was an idiot about how they brew non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah,
in a like. I'm surprised you don't know this kind of tone.
Well, but now you know it, or you weren't paying enough attention.
I wasn't paying a lot of attention. I also assumed you were passing
back to me.
I assumed you were passing bad information to me,
Tim. The all the information I pass to you through this podcast goes through a rigorous system of checks and balances. What do you think we hire that a research desk for?
It's not cheap, Tom.
No. But yeah, I had a non-alcoholic beer, and it was all right. But light beer is what we're here to talk about, Tim.
Yep.
Now, what do you think a light beer is?
What is my definition of a light beer?
Mm-hmm.
A beer that is less calorically dense
mm-hmm.
than a standard beer.
Yes.
Maybe fewer carbs,
mm-hmm.
and in some cases, a lower ABV, alcohol by volume.
Technically speaking, the only factor that makes something a light beer is that it's low in calories, and as a result, usually lower in alcohol. Remember Miller Lite's slogan, "Tastes great, less filling."
How do you feel about a light beer, Tom?
I love a light beer in the summertime when I'm outside. That's
not inside. It's not an indoor drink for me.
I mean, I could have it indoors too, but it is good. I realize that I don't. I guess it's just like becoming like an old dipshit that I
you
that no. I never really drink light beers, but then having a bunch of light beers this weekend, realizing, hey, this is great. Like, I can just kind of drink all day, but never get too drunk and, like, not feel as bad as I would. Especially if I was drinking, like, a delicious IPA or whatever.
wouldn't somebody say, well, if your goal is to not feel bad and not get drunk,
yeah,
but drink something all day.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that Heineken that somebody handed you at that barbecue?
Because you want to get like a little drunk.
That's the thing. Okay. So I didn't drink light beer in my younger days.
Yeah, I didn't really. I mean, in college, but like I didn't seek it out.
That was out of like necessity.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, this is what's cheap and available.
Yeah. I think like I used to like getting drunk.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to get drunk. I want to get buzzed.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to
be buzzed forever.
Just have a low-level buzz.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to make, I mean, they do make like a 2% beer that you can just pound all day and just constantly be buzzed. But I feel like that is the case with light beer, that like to get hammered off of it, to get like really drunk, you have to like make an effort.
Yeah.
You have to
do you ever want to be really drunk again in your whole life?
I don't think so, but I like being buzzed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, just
gives
like
gives you the confidence to talk to girls.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we were at a house with like all of our friends and our friends' significant others. So really weren't. I don't think I need to like build up confidence.
I mean, that's what
to
you told me
to
when
wife.
You had a few beers.
I said, you know what, Tim? Damn, I'm finally going to go talk to your wife. Yeah, go introduce myself.
Yeah, and it was just pleasant. You guys had a really nice conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard so much about you.
Yeah.
And then she said she'd never heard about me.
We're working up to that.
I told her, well, I do a podcast with Tim, and she was like, yeah, you do a what?
Yeah. Tom, we're only six years into the marriage. No, we're working up to
the big secrets.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they say when you get married. Work up to the big secrets.
You don't want to hit them with too much stuff.
No, you got to keep some mystery in the relationship. But yeah, we were drinking, I think it's Miller Lite for the most part, which I found out in my research is very appropriate light beer to be drinking because it was apparently like the first. Technically,
you know,
kind of, not really.
You know, Coors Light, Tom. Mm-hmm.
Available, what was it, during World War II or right after World War II?
Yeah, during,
for a minute?
Yeah, for a minute.
Yeah.
And then they were like, this is weird. A lot of stuff happened in World War, like, was it like, oh, yeah, the rubber shortage, so we need fucking light beer now or something, right?
Yeah, I mean, it
drink light beer. Support the boys overseas. It's like, all right, yeah.
I think it was probably, it could have been, I mean, it could have just been that they were experimenting with stuff. But yeah, I could see it being potentially stuff was in, certain ingredients were in short supply. Because I think there are some light beers, maybe even most light beers, that like the way they make them a light beer is just by adding some water to it.
Yeah, just watering it down.
Watering it down like a little bit so that.
That seems effective. That seems prudent.
Yeah. And that was probably what they were doing during WW2.
Yeah.
They said, we don't have enough beer to go around. And some bigwig said, just put some water in it. Those idiots will never know. They're all shell-shocked. They've all come back shell-shocked, and they won't know the difference. They haven't had beer in years.
They've been drinking fluids from a ship.
The fluids from a ship. Oh, like
Joaquin Phoenix in The Master.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where he's like, yeah. Yeah, you can drink some of the fluids from the ship. I forgot about that.
Imagine the extent of everything I knew about World War II came from watching the film The Master.
I mean, I think probably a decent amount does come from that.
But yeah, I never saw Saving Private Ryan, to be honest, Tom.
They don't drink any fluids from a ship, if I remember. But I forgot about that because we watched The Master for Books of Podcast, And then we like looked into like, well, what's the deal? He was like drinking gas from the ship. Yeah. And apparently there used to be gas that like you could drink. I forget what kind of alcohol it was. It wasn't as bad, I want to say, as like, you know, like the moonshine that has too much ethanol and will just like blind or kill you. Mm. But it wasn't too far off from that. Yeah. Still
you
recommend
probably
it.
Shouldn't. Look, if there are any kids listening, don't drink the fluids from a ship.
Yeah.
To get all
Wouldn't you
buzzed.
Rather a kid drink a light beer instead of fluids from a ship to get drunk?
I'll concede that.
Yeah. So maybe ease up. Let your not even 2-year-old son have a beer or two. I was giving him sips of beer
know,
all weekend.
Tom, this is where
he
this is
it.
Coming from.
He loved it. He kept saying
I know
more.
He's got a taste
more.
For it. Yeah.
Yeah. He slapped me at one point because I cut him off. So as we were alluding to, Tim, I'm trying to find where. Oh, yeah. The first use of the term in marketing, light beer, was in the 1940s when Coors Brewing Company sold Coors Light for a short period early in World War II. Oh, so it was during the war.
Yeah, I just said that.
And then it relaunched it more successfully in 1978 as a 4.2 ABV pale lager. In 1967, New York's Rheingold Brewery, you've had Rheingold, right?
I don't think I have, because I'm not 100 years old.
No, I think you have. I think like some of the bars we used to go to in like Manhattan had Rheingold.
Oh, yeah. I know what the tap looks like now,
yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Tom? What?
I'm sorry I made the crack about being 100 years old.
I am 100 years old, and I do remember drinking Rheingold. They introduced a 4.2% pale lager, Gablinger's Diet Beer, brewed using a process developed in 1964 by chemist Hirsch Gablinger of Basel, Switzerland. What?
Nothing.
Using a recipe developed by Rheingold biochemist Joseph Awadis?
Who is this helping for you to be reading
these
sentences?
Maybe his son's listening. It was marketed as a beer for people dieting. It was not successful. But they don't say if it was not successful with the diets or not successful sales-wise. The recipe passed on to Peter Ham Brewing Company of Chicago. This is all from Wikipedia, by the way. Who said it was... I love this. Who said it was Meisterbrau Light?
No, who sold it as...
Oh, okay. Who sold it as? It'd be funnier if they just said it was. I mean, it's basically the same thing.
Tom, it's for the last 5 minutes you've been reading Wikipedia and heckling it as you went and mispronouncing every other word.
It's not Meisterbrau Light. They got to take Meisterbrau and put some water in it. That would make it Meisterbrau Light. But anyway, that didn't work either. So they sold the Meisterbrau line of beers to Miller Brewing Company, and they relaunched it as, well, I think at first it was just called Miller's Light Beer, or like Light Beer from Miller.
Right.
Was the first name of it.
But then it became Miller Light.
Yeah.
Which is so ubiquitous, the cans just say Light, L-I-T-E, on them.
Yeah.
We all know it's Miller.
So I assume, I think it was in here, but I maybe didn't copy and paste it, that light was the first, at least the L-I-T-E, that was at least the first beer that referred to itself, L-I-T-E, because Coors Light is L-I-G-H-T.
It is.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they were the one coining the phrase, or at least coining it for beer, yeah, then they should be able to just put that on the can.
Point of... All right. Here's a question.
Uh-huh.
What do you think
Were you
going
to start using, like, a Robert's Rules of Order or something?
Robert's Rules of Order?
Whose rules are it, the Rules of Order? I thought you were going to say point of contention.
Yeah, I was going to. I couldn't think of the last word. Yeah. I said point of... And then I said, let me change tracks here. Question.
Mm-hmm.
When you think light beer in your head, are you thinking L-I-G-H-T beer or L-I-T-E beer?
I think I'm thinking L-I-T-E.
Huh, okay.
You're not? I mean, I guess is it just Miller Lite that does L-I-T-E? Because Bud Light is L-I-G-H-T.
Yeah.
Coors Light.
Number one,
natural
wondering
light.
What I'm going to title this episode.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Maybe we can A-B test it, Tom. Maybe I'll put out two versions and
see which one gets
email
millions
Tom
of
with,
more downloads.
Telling him the version that you got.
I mean, I know how the back end of all this stuff works, Tim. You can't A-B test anything. Unless you just change the name and people who get it earlier get one. And
Tom, well, you'll be surprised once these emails start rolling in.
And surely there will be a clear winner of which got downloaded more because people are more
exactly
interested.
Yeah, so that's our own little market research that we're doing.
Well, that's what all these beer companies do, right? A lot of market research. Reducing the calories. Yeah, I talked about all that.
All right, shortest episode yet.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tim, due to the reduced malt content, light beer often has a less robust taste and flavor compared to regular beer. Some people describe the taste as being more watery or lacking depth. However, others appreciate the lighter taste, especially on hot summer days like me, or when they want a more refreshing drink.
Yeah, I don't love beer.
I've seen you love beer.
What do you mean?
I've seen you make love to beer, Tim, with your
mouth. I make love to a tonic and gin on occasion, Tom.
A tonic and gin? You mean a gin and tonic?
Tom...
What? Oh, is that from something?
Freaking Long Islander are you? Is that from something?
It's Billy Joel.
Yeah, it's not just some obscure Billy Joel lyric. It's from the first verse of freaking Piano Man.
Yeah,
Tom.
But come on. Tonic and gin. Billy,
I know
that's not the way anybody says it. You're just trying to make a rhyme.
There's an old man sitting next to me making love to his tonic and gin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many things wrong with that.
Yeah.
But we still put bread in his jar at the end of the night.
Right. This is a wacky place. The real anything goes type of bar that BJ's playing, tickling the ivories at.
Yeah. Davey, still in the Navy.
Yeah.
probably would live for life. I mean, at least he's not drinking that that ship fluid.
He might be. That might have
been, he's at the bar.
That might have been a, you know, a missing verse. Yeah, Davey bellies up to the bar, orders some fluid from a ship. The bartender tells him, Davey, I tell you every time, we don't have that here. He says, all right, I'll take a Miller Lite.
Take a tonic and gin, please. The bartender's like, what the? Like, another one with the...
Well, tell me, what kind of beer lights do you have? more watery. That's the... And that... I feel like when we were kids in the 80s and 90s, similar to the Cola Wars, to refer back to Mr. Joel,
right,
there were like light beer wars.
It was the rock and roller Cola Wars that really just set him off. He's right. Like, I can't take it anymore.
He wasn't even there for the light beer stuff.
Yeah, he's I'm out of here.
He had already thrown his TV out the window.
Yeah.
But I feel like when we were kids, there were it's pretty fucked up that like as kids we saw so much of this, but I feel like every other commercial was a light beer commercial.
I remember my grandmother was horrified.
Yeah.
We're out to dinner with my family and like my grandmother and like my aunt and uncle and their kids, and the waitress came over and was like getting our drink orders. And my cousin, who was like six at the time, this is the 80s, was like, what do you want to drink? And he was just like, make it a Bud Light. Because he would just like say, I'll have a light, a Bud Light.
Uh-huh.
He said that. And my grandmother was like, oh dear.
Did anybody think to speak up and say, hey, it's better than fluid from the ship?
Tom.
Did the waitress get it?
Yeah, we all got it, but you know.
No, I'm saying get him the beer.
No, Tom. The Bennigans trained their waitresses.
Well, I hope you didn't leave a tip then. The customer's always right. Even if the customer's six and ordering a Bud Light. I bet everybody else thought it was like the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
The
kid said the thing from the TV.
Kid said the darndest thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think there were a lot of light beer commercials on when we were kids?
Yes, and that was the
story. How hard would it be for you to say yes? And here's an anecdote about that.
I had to spell it out.
Yeah.
And now it's time for
an
anecdote
I'm gonna
to illustrate.
Okay. I'm gonna
give
you're
an right.
Example.
You're right. You know what? Note
a
taken.
Lot, Tim, you got to think a lot of children listen to this show to learn about, how to make a persuasive argument. You got
to come to the right place.
For
yeah.
Them. But I feel like there were so many beer commercials, light beer commercials, that were all about our beer tastes great. It tastes like beer. The other stuff tastes like piss. Look at this. Tastes like piss. Tastes like what? They wouldn't say piss.
They wouldn't say piss. I don't know what like even
they
what
would,
commercial you're even exaggerating.
They would claim that the competitors' beers taste like water.
Right.
That they taste watered down, that they don't have any flavor. But the beer that they're
selling...
And also
in like the 70s and 80s,
mm-hmm.
nobody drank water. Ever.
I know.
So like that's the worst thing you could say about
I
your competitor.
I always think that like, you know, like I said, we were away this weekend. And like I was thinking that because I saw your son and then other friends of ours' kids. And then I saw my nieces this weekend. One niece is too young to drink water. But all the other kids, it's like they always have like drinks. They always have water and stuff. Mm. I don't remember ever having a glass of water as a child.
No, definitely not. I had Juicy Juice, which was just pure
which
sugar.
Which is just as good as water. Yeah, right? Like, I don't even know what... I mean, I definitely drank soda as a kid, like, when I could get it. But I wasn't... especially when I was little, I was not allowed to have soda because... Not necessarily, I think, due to any, like... I'm sure they were like, it's not good for the kid. But if they gave me caffeine, I just turned into a nightmare.
Oh yeah,
you
I mean
to
that's
peel
still
me
the
off
case.
The ceiling. Yeah.
Also, like I feel like soda. When we were kids, it was like, you shouldn't drink soda, and it wasn't anything
soda
about the
was
health.
Better.
It wasn't about the health benefits
yeah.
or the. It was all just like, it'll mess up your teeth.
Yeah.
That was the only
thing. That was the big thing. It will mess up your teeth if you drink soda. And they would, do you ever do this experiment where you would put a
lose a tooth? Yeah, exactly.
In a soda and it would just like dissolve it. Which was neat, but I always thought, like, well, I don't hold the soda in my mouth all night. I drink it. It's delicious.
Yeah.
So it's gonna wear down a little bit.
And that's a baby tooth, too.
Yeah. I got adult teeth now. Yeah.
Pull out an adult tooth and put it in that glass of Coke.
I'm curious, too. Dentists who listen to this show, feel free to write into us.
No, I don't want any dentists writing to us. Enough. Then if you're a dentist...
Well, it's time for your six-month checkup, Tim.
Yeah, I got enough correspondence from the dentist. Thank you very much.
But is that really even a big problem that people have like bad teeth because they drink too much soda?
I think it does. Like sugary drinks,
yeah,
probably do contribute a lot to cavities.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that does make sense.
I don't think it's like as dramatic as they'll dissolve away like a baby tooth.
I feel like they were trying to tell us, like, if you drink soda, by the time you're 20, you're going to need a mouthful of dentures. Right.
Well, this also like forgets that you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
And you don't hold the soda in your mouth.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I'm sure there are people that don't brush their teeth regularly and drink a lot of soda and that causes problems. But then if you drink soda and brush your teeth, the soda is going to kill you before it does much harm to your teeth.
Sure. Do you want the dentist to write in and confirm?
I'd like the dentist. Yeah. Write in. Tell us if
we need to
I'm
incentivize
wrong.
This.
What?
We need to incentivize this.
Incentivize the dentist?
Yeah, to speak out. There's one thing that you should know about dentists. They don't do anything for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Not even tell other people that they're wrong, that actually drinking soda causes a lot of problems?
Not unless you're paying them for a checkup.
Oh, we got on soda because we were talking about not drinking water as children ever. I do think the whole, like, drink more water thing's a scam.
No.
Yeah, there's water in food.
There's water in food, but
yeah,
you're not always going to...
There's water in the air. It's so humid right now, you don't even need to drink any water.
Just drink the air.
Just keep your mouth open. Just walk around gawking at everything.
Slack-jawed, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be fine. You'll be well hydrated. But yeah, when we were kids, so there were like three genres of light beer commercials, I feel like. There and you could mix and match them a bit. There were the light beer commercials that were all about saying the competitor's beer tastes like piss, like watered down piss.
Right. I don't recall that, but I watched a lot of Nickelodeon.
They were on during. It was the only commercials they had on real sex.
And that was a selling point.
Try this. It's like water down piss. No, but it was, we're finally. And the thing is, it was always brands that have, I'm sure the same thing is going on now. But it's like, yeah, okay, now you've had this beer out for like 40 years and you're like, Miller Lite tastes great. Coors Light is watered down. Well, you didn't change anything about Miller Lite. You didn't add more flavor to it. Maybe
you're talking about now?
Yeah, now.
Well, if it was true in 1983, why wouldn't it be true now?
I guess, all right. Evergreen commercials.
Yeah.
So that was one genre.
Wait, are you saying that they're running the same commercials now? You haven't seen a commercial for anything
in a
decade.
And whenever I do watch regular, like the only time I'll watch regular TV is for live TV and I don't watch sports.
Right.
So it's like the Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, and Saturday Night Live sometimes.
You're only seeing the creme de la creme of those. There's like new commercials being debuted.
That's true. Yeah. And I still think they stink. I still don't like them. So that was one genre. Second genre was...
Grammys this year sucked.
Yeah, they did suck. They were good the year before,
The year before, I didn't know any of the music, and I was like, this is great.
Yeah, it was just like a bunch of good musical performances. Yeah. The second one was...
How can you go wrong? Sorry. But who was the host last year?
I think it was Noah...
Trevor Noah.
Trevor Noah, yeah.
He did a good job. Oh, yeah. Well, he did a good job the first time.
I thought he did okay the second time, but it just wasn't, I don't know. I think maybe the first time, was it maybe the first Grammys they had had since the COVID?
No, they've been having the Grammys since, I think, the middle of the 20th century.
No. Since that they had, like, stopped, and this was, like, the first in-person one. So it kind of had, like, an energy of, like, everybody was happy, and then the next year it was just like, oh, well, back to this schlock. And Trevor Noah didn't seem, like as excited to be doing it.
All right. Well, I thought he brought his A game both times.
He is a professional, of course, but I don't know. Yeah, it just wasn't as good. I can't really put my finger on it. Anyway, second genre of light beer ads, babes.
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 Is that light beer?
I feel like it was mostly light beer because I'm thinking of like beach babes.
Okay, yeah, here at the beach.
And they would really push, like, you know, if you buy our
bikinis.
If you buy our light beer, you're going to want, don't blame us if you wind up in a sand volleyball tournament against a bunch of babes wearing bikinis.
Sand volleyball.
Yeah, beach volleyball is what they call it now. Yeah. Back then they called it sand volleyball.
I don't know why they would say don't blame us. That's something that every red-blooded.
They said it with a wink.
Oh, okay.
With a knowing wink.
Okay, so we got number one, our competitors taste like watered down piss.
Yeah.
Number two, don't blame us if you get into a sand volleyball match with bikini babes.
Yeah.
And what's number three?
And number three is mascots meant to appeal to children.
Oh, Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie, the Budweiser frogs. There's more I'm forgetting, but Spud McKenzie was the big one where they finally had to stop. I don't know if there was any like official action against them from like the FTC or FCC or something like that. But I think they were at least given like a warning, or maybe it was like a parent activist group was upset about it. And that's they put,
he was the original party animal. Yeah, and he was so cool.
Yeah. And they put him down because
he also bit a kid.
He bit a kid.
Spud McKenzie had a little too much Bud Light and flew off the handle.
But man.
Kid tried to pet him.
You know what? You ever hear people talk about like, I was born during the wrong time, and you know they're like, I should have been like a blacksmith in the Middle Ages or
who
something.
Who said that?
I don't know if anybody says that, but you know how people say that sometimes. Like,
no, you're gonna have to give me a better example. If the best that you could do is somebody thought they should be a blacksmith in the Middle Ages.
The Beach Boys song, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. I think that's what it's about.
About being a blacksmith?
Yeah, yeah. The Beach Boys, they all wanted to be smithies. Blacksmith. Where are the other smiths? Iron smith? Nah, that'd be a blacksmith, I think. Shoesmith, woodsmith.
Who are you talking about? People that think that they should be...
It's more people that are like, I wish I was alive in the 50s.
Okay.
When you could decide who lives in your neighborhood and who doesn't. I mean, that's the, you know, the underlying feeling. But I feel that I was born during the wrong time because I would have loved to be old enough. I was alive, but I wasn't old enough. Be an ad executive in the 80s.
So you could just like... just evaluate like the bikini pictures and be like, all right, we'll choose just, her
like do
for
a
the sand volleyball scene.
Just do a bunch of coke and then like come into a meeting wide eyed, just going, what about this? It's a dog and we say it's the original party animal. Oh, what's his name? And then you just like see somebody's eating a baked potato or something. Spuds. And then they say, what's their last name? And then
you're like, a dog doesn't need a last name.
But then I look at, I take out my wallet. I look at a picture of my wife and daughter, Mackenzie. I say, Mackenzie, Spuds Mackenzie. All right, but what's he gonna wear? What's
your
he
wife gonna and wear? Daughter are both named Mackenzie?
No, yes. Mackenzie and Mackenzie Jr. Okay. My wife and daughter.
And this is your dream scenario, that you have a wife and daughter, but you're still a huge cokehead kicking door at the office. Okay.
Yeah, I'm making a ton of money. Yeah. Stupid money, bro. They go, well, so like it'll just be a dog. All right. No, the dog's going to wear clothes. Well, what kind of clothes is the dog going to wear? And that's when I slap somebody.
Yeah, that's when you're like, he's the original party animal. What do you think
he's
going to
wear, you idiot? He's going to wear sunglasses?
Take a wild fucking guess
here. And a Hawaiian shirt. But won't that appeal to children? Yeah, it's going to appeal to children.
And we'll put him on a surfboard, too.
Yeah, we'll put him on a surfboard. We'll have him do all kinds of cool things. We'll imply he has sex with humans, with
bikini
women.
Babes, yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, there will be like a little bit of a tease of bestiality going on. That's what sells beer.
And like, you'll have to caution them like that. You're not going to show that in the actual ads.
Of course, we'll never show it. It will only be implied.
Because you're still on thin ice after your this beer doesn't taste like piss. And you're like, okay, we can't say piss. They've told you numerous times you can't say piss.
But I shot the whole campaign, multiple commercials. We sent them into the TV studio, the TV stations, and they said we can't. Like,
shockingly,
we told
shocking
you,
lack of oversight at this ad agency.
But I was like, these commercials will be so good they'll let us say piss in them. So that's what I feel. I would have loved to have been a 1980s, maybe even 90s. 80s would have been my heyday. 90s would have been when I was like, these new kids with their Budweiser frogs. And
you would think you were thinking things were getting a little too politically correct.
Yeah, the frogs don't have to say anything. Spuds doesn't say anything.
Right.
Spuds or Spud?
Spuds.
Spuds, yeah, that's what I thought.
Spuds McKenzie.
And then for like a while, there were light beer commercials that were funny. That was like a big thing.
Yeah, I mean, beer commercials are always funny.
I don't think they are anymore.
Tom, have you ever heard of Dilly Dilly?
I have heard that, and I don't really know what that means.
Yeah, me neither. I think it's like a decade old at this point.
Yeah, but it's like from a commercial.
Yeah, I think it's Bud Light.
From a Bud Light commercial?
Yeah.
All those companies make tons of commercials. That's the other thing. They all have like multiple ad campaigns going on at the same time with like different spokespeople and cartoon characters and animatronic characters. I guess it's like a lucrative business. You just gotta advertise. Like you sell.
You're saying advertising is a lucrative business?
No, I'm saying selling beers.
I'm looking up what Dilly Dilly means over here. I left you to your devices.
You got to keep an eye on me, Tim. I'm going to start saying weird things.
Not weird, obvious. I guess advertising beer is a lucrative business.
I'm saying that selling beer is a lucrative business. It's so lucrative that you can just spend tons of money on advertising. I mean, at least for the light beer brands. Well, and that was another thing I was reading about, that very, very few smaller breweries make light beers. That's like pretty much just the domain of the Coors and Anheuser-Busch's and Miller's of the world. Coors Miller, right? They're one company now.
Yeah, everything's one company now.
Yeah. But, you know, the smaller breweries, and even like some of these smaller breweries are pretty big at this point. So like Yingling and Sam Adams have light beers.
Right.
And they're huge companies. They're not as big as these huge conglomerates, but they're pretty big. But the I'm trying to think of like a Sierra Nevada or whatever doesn't, but I think they might be owned by somebody. Look, I can't keep track of all these things. All I know is that there are very few light beers from smaller breweries.
I'm trying to see who owns Sam Adams these days.
I think they're still independent. I think they're still their own company.
I'll be the judge of that.
Are you judging? You're in the middle of judging?
I'm in the middle of judging.
Tim, can I tell you some other interesting facts about beer in general that I found during my research? I didn't research desk at all. Lidded steins are for your health. You know, like the beer steins, like the German beer steins with the lids. Those lids were created to protect beer drinkers from contracting the plague.
Go on.
That was it. You know, just like close up your beer because, like, they didn't really know how the plague.
Oh, so worked. It wasn't an effective.
No, I don't think so. I think it was like, plague. Yeah, but you're still breathing in everything. Yeah.
That was like during COVID when they're like, wash your hands. I was like, I'm going to wash my hands.
Right.
No, that's not how we're getting it. We're getting it from breathing.
It from boxes. I got to wipe down all the boxes before I bring them in.
Yeah.
The sun, despite popular belief, this is from happinesshoppinessdelivered.com. Hoppy like beers?
Yeah, I know.
Despite popular belief, it's not warm storage that brings out the skunky aroma in beer, although it may change the flavor. The real culprit is light. When the sunlight hits beer, it can cause a reaction that creates the same chemical compound as a skunk spray and smells just as icky. I didn't know that. I had always heard that beer got skunky if you got it cold, then warm, then cold again. That was bad for it.
And what is it? What is the real reason?
Light.
Oh.
Which is why...
I've heard both. Yeah. Which is why you have the dark bottles.
Yeah, the brown or green bottles usually. Although, like, Corona doesn't, they've got clear bottles.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think I've ever really had, like, a skunk. Like, I'm thinking, like, oh, it actually smells like a fucking skunk. No, I've never, like, had beer that smells that bad.
You just wouldn't drink it.
Yeah, I'll take another. Well, but I guess that's the point, that it's like, well, and then it's ruined. You can't drink it.
Yeah.
I'm also just thinking about how when we were younger, there were so many just kind of like made up rules about beer or made up things. Do you remember people in like high school drinking beers and being like, oh, you can't drink the last swig of beer out of a bottle,
the ass.
It's disgusting. You can't. And I was like, and even at the time, I didn't know anything about beer either, of course, but I was like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. The whole bottle's got the same stuff in it. It's not like there's sediment.
It settles to the bottom.
Yeah. And even it was like, oh, no, but by the time you get to the bottom, like, it's warm and it's no good. I'm like, I'm watching somebody drink a beer in 2 minutes flat. I think it's fine.
Yeah, we weren't really... Yeah, you ever get a...
You weren't, like, sitting there and
heckled
savoring
for
it.
Nursing a beer?
Yeah.
In, like, college?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, forgive me for freaking taking it easy and relaxing.
I mean, I
drinking
a lot...
Drinking a beer when you're young is like an emergency. Everybody's just like, drink it! Drink it!
Drink it before we get caught!
Yeah.
I just remember having, a lot of... I was not happy with a lot of the, like... rules and culture around beer in high school and college.
I absolutely hated drinking games.
That's what I was going
to
bring up.
Drink.
Yeah.
Why are you going to make me the loser of a game so I can drink?
Yeah, it's like, isn't this the whole point to drink?
You know, escaping reality. That's winning the game.
Yeah. And also, it was always like, I don't need a game to, like, force me to drink quicker.
Yeah.
I already drink pretty quick. It's fine.
The other thing, Tom.
I feel like when we were younger, and not us, but, like, other people, there was, like, this, like, ultimate fear of, like, what if tonight, our big, you know, like, the Saturday night out, I don't get drunk.
Well, we all really wanted to get drunk.
Yeah.
I remember a friend of ours.
And it was
Tom.
Easy.
Yeah, it was easy. But the paradox here is we wanted to get drunk and, like, I don't know, become less aware and like
yeah.
numb things, you know, yeah, like yeah, yeah. I don't know the psychology behind it. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore. I just want to be slightly buzzed
yeah.
all the time. But like, you want to like get real drunk and escape being young, the best thing on earth.
Yeah, not having any responsibilities, yeah. being beautiful and
yeah. No, being young is the is the best thing on earth. And people are like, oh, I need to find a way to numb myself yeah. from this. You idiots.
Tim, we should start going to colleges, but going to parties, taking away everybody's beer, telling them the real fun is just being young.
We'll tell them like the benefits of stoicism as well.
Yeah. And we'll drink all the beer. We'll tell them like, look, we got things to be yeah. like anxious about and depressed about and upset yeah. about. We'll take care of drinking. You guys just sit there and enjoy being young, and you can watch and pity us.
Yeah, like make out with each other.
Yeah, and we'll
we'll drink the beer and watch.
Tim, there is a swimming pool of beer that you can go in at the Schlaus Strachenberger.
That sucks, unless I'm the only one who's allowed in the pool.
Brewery in Tarents, Austria. You can take a dip in any of the 7 13-foot pools that they keep full of beer for the bargain price of $250 per two-hour session.
2 hours?
All right.
That's going to seep into your blood.
Yeah. Like, can't we negotiate down to like a 10-minute swim here for, you know, I don't know, $20 or something?
Not even. Come on. $5.
$5. I jump in the beer for a few minutes.
A cannonball.
Because is the idea you're going to swim around 2 hours? 2 hours is too long to be in a regular pool.
Do you think a lot of people are trying to drink all the beer?
Well, that's what. Is that the idea? Like, oh, but during that 2 hours, you can drink $250 worth of beer. And then, I wanted to talk to you about cans. They were coming out with beer cans. They were in the works, prototypes, and then the prohibition happened.
Prohibition happened in a pre-can world, huh?
Yeah. Shortly before the repeal of prohibition, the American Can Company came out with a prototype beer can, and the rest is history. So this led me down a rabbit hole looking up the American Can Company, because I'm like, ah, that's great, the American Can yeah. Company. It was a member of the Tin Can Trust. Do you know what the American Can Company is called now?
Comcast.
Worse. Primerica, a financial conglomerate, which has divested itself of its packaging arm in 1986.
They're not even about the cans anymore.
They're not even in the can business anymore.
Disgusting.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. You can find all our social media links, our Reddit links, all that kind of nonsense. Hey, if you've got a problem you'd like us to solve, email us, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. We're looking to do some more Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems, if that's all right with you. If you'd like to tell us your personal business.
Yeah, if you don't mind, Your Majesty, to open up your mind.
I thought you were going to say email account. And also, of course, if you're a dentist, feel free to email that website as well. Tell us about being a dentist. Email that email address, rather. And check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. You get back episodes of Books of Podcasts and the new episodes of Books of Podcasts, where we just got done reading Once Upon a Time in Hollywood by Quentin Tarantino. This week we watched Roadkill. Death Proof.
Jesus, Tom. I don't know how we're going to get through.
Death Proof, a movie by Quentin Tarantino. You can listen to that. You can see how I get through that episode. Patreon.com/complete guide. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And I'm at Tom Reynolds. And Threads.
Follow me on
and Blue Sky.
Blue Sky. Yeah. Your pal, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere to be found on Threads.
Yet.
Yeah. I'll
people can there, already man. Like pre-follow you. Yeah. And then Threads will start message or Instagram will be like, you know, people are waiting for you on Threads.
Yeah, good luck, assholes.
Good, yeah, good luck. You'll be waiting a week.
You've started talking about just regular beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We didn't rank the light beers. What's your number one light beer?
I was going to say, I had that idea that we should rank light beers. I don't think I have a preference at all.
They're all the same.
Yeah.
Give me a Coors Light, give me a Bud Light, give me a Miller Light.
Yeah.
Tom, where do you fall on Michelob Ultra? A Michelob.
Oh, I like that. It's good. I feel like I had...
I feel like they did a good job. Their initial branding was as good as Grey Poupon's branding, where like I think about Michelob Ultra as like, oh yeah, that's for like athletes. Yeah. That's for people who like just ran a marathon.
Run ultra marathons. Yeah. Yeah, there's some other...
It's just a light beer.
Yeah. There's some other Bud product. I forget what it's called. That it's like a copy of that where, you know, they're focusing on the carbohydrates.
Right.
More than anything else. And I feel like I had that and I was like, yeah, this is all right. I think...
Bell's Lighthearted Ale. You like that. You like a lot of
Yeah.
Bells.
Is that considered light?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. I forget what the Bud one was called.
3.7% ABV.
Wow.
And 110 calories.
That's Bell's?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
The Lighthearted Ale.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.